Blackstone Audiobooks presents Gettysburg by James Reisner. Chapter 1. The men trudged along in the cold rain, slogging down a seemingly endless road that was slick with mud. Their clothing, thin and ragged to start with, was soaked. Chills ran through their bodies. Some of them stumbled, caught themselves, then forced their legs to move again. Some stumbled and fell and could not get up again. Using the bayonets attached to the muzzles of Springfield rifles, guards in slickers prodded the fallen to their feet and forced them on. Everywhere up and down the mile-long column of prisoners, men shuddered from racking coughs and hugged themselves against the cold. But there was no escape from it. No escape, and for these men, nowhere to go. All those hellfire and brimstone sermons he had heard in the First Baptist Church of Culpeper had been wrong, thought Titus Brannan, as he shambled along the road. Hades was not hot and full of eternal fire. It was cold and wet, and Titus knew this was hell because he was right in the middle of it. "Move along, move along," the Yankee guards called constantly, their voices a weary drone. This northward trek was probably hard on them, too, but Titus didn't give a damn about that. He hated them, and they could all come down with the grip and die.